All right.
Was it an April Fool's joke, Michael? Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Keep it. I want all of that.
Scared me.
I want all of this.
I got scared a little. I'm sorry.
Do it.
I didn't get to cuss.
You're going to keep that, too. You're not going to get rid of that.
Whatever you say, man. Whatever you say. A little sloppy and unprofessional.
Yeah, people, hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. My name is Nico at Jimmy and your host of the AfterBuzz, and of course with me is Buzz Adams.
Hi.
And we've got Joanna Barbo.
Hi, hello.
Buzz was talking about the sloppiness. People just like to see the behind the scenes.
Yes, but I'm a broadcast professional.
Right. Yeah.
Have a professional standard that I like to live up to.
Do you? Because your phone rang in the middle of the show today.
Oh, God, who's calling me at that time, right?
Okay, so we're going to do this pretty quickly. I just wanted to point this out to Joanna. I have this list of things that I'm going to probably bring up tomorrow for the show, but it's about people, the moment people realize that they married an idiot.
That is something you could do, like preview the next day's show on AfterBuzz.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So,
the moment you realized you married an idiot, and this one woman says, he thought the movie Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter was a documentary.
Nice.
So maybe we can do that later. All right. So today we are going to be talking about rats.
Rats. Rats.
Rats. I really wish I could play that song. Okay.
Don't need to. I just sang it.
Did you know there are more brown rats in the world than any other species? And I'm not talking about just species of rats. I'm talking about any other species of mammal. Rats are the most numerous species. They make up 40% of the 5,480.
You said brown rats.
Brown rats?
Yes, brown
rats. I didn't know they broke them down into colors.
Right?
Dude, there are different brown types rats. Of rats.
I thought a rat was a rat was a rat.
Nope. They make up 40% of all the species of mammals.
But this one looks like a gray rat to me. I don't know.
I've seen the black rats.
A rat is a rat is a rat. Rats can't vomit.
I had heard if you leave out like a cap full of Coca-Cola, if a rat drinks it, their guts will explode.
Because they cannot vomit because of muscular and neurological structures in their body. Okay. They lack the stomach muscles to move the contents towards the esophagus and the neural pathways that coordinate the movements involved in vomiting. Did you know?
I bet that applies to other animals too. Did you know some other animals.
Horses can't vomit either.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Dogs can. I've seen it too many times to ignore.
Yeah, one of them was a bird face.
Yeah. That was upsetting.
The biggest rat in the world is a whopping 4 kilograms.
All right.
Okay. That's,
you got to do it in regular American measurements.
It's about 10 pounds.
Damn! Lord,
that's bigger than a baby.
The Sumatran bamboo rat might not be the longest, measuring at 50 centimeters, but it definitely clocks in at the heaviest. Next up.
Ah!
Why are we talking about rats?
It looks like a rodent of unusual size.
It does. An R-O-U-S?
Yes.
The fire swamp is full of them.
Rats' whiskers are more sensitive than human fingertips. They use their whiskers to help guide them around their environment and also to balance.
I'm not surprised by that.
Dude, there's a rat in my room. I know it.
Joanna says that she can hear a rat.
I heard a squeaking last night.
Wait. You famously have a house full of cats.
Yeah, good for nothing cats.
And she says she tries to sick them on the rat.
And they just are not interested.
I threw Junior in the direction and I'm all, it's eating your food. Do something. And
don't
Junior
feed them for
at
a
me.
Week. See if they don't go hunting for a rat.
Genius.
Yeah, deprive them of food.
You ain't eating nothing, Junior.
So apparently.
I don't want to get a call from the ASPCA.
Oh, yeah, my
Because this is ASPCA don't. Month now.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it is. I got to talk to you about
In
that.
The hands of angel. So rats can actually live with poor vision or blind because their whiskers are so sensitive.
Damn.
That's why the blind mice could still run away from the farmer's
wife.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, my God. It does make sense.
We're putting it together.
It's also advised rat owners never trim their pet's whiskers. Also, rat owners, you're kind of weird.
They're kind of weird people, right?
You guys are weird people.
Get a non-bubonic.
The world's deadliest rat carries enough toxin
Man.
Kill an elephant.
Well, no, wait a second. I want to go back to your very first one. Brown rats, are they a specific subspecies, or are we just talking about rats in general?
No, they're a specific subspecies. All right. They're different subspecies of rats.
Tell me about this, I guess, venomous rat?
Well, no, toxic. Mm. The crested rat, also known as the maned rat or African crested rat, it's the only known poisonous rodent. One bite is enough to kill its prey in one bite.
And you said it. Did you say something about an elephant?
That the amount of toxin in their bite is enough to kill an elephant.
That's probably why, Joanna.
Yes.
Elephants are supposed to be afraid of mice.
Oh my God!
We are putting the Rubik's Cube together.
You are blowing my mind.
My part of it is completely shooting from the hip. I don't know if any of this stuff is true.
But it makes sense, right?
So. Rats' teeth never stop growing, ever. Same for all rodents.
So weird.
They keep
like
growing.
that girl with Walton Goggins on White Lotus.
You're saying that like she has really big front teeth?
Yeah, she's got the longest front teeth you've ever seen, like Bugs Bunny.
They continue growing throughout their life, so they're able to gnaw with the best possible gnashers without worrying about wearing them down. Side note, had you ever heard of that medieval torture where they will
put a rat in a bucket
on top?
How about a trigger warning here before you
And
go
then
on.
They'll heat the bucket up with fire, and it's supposed to get hot enough where the rat scurries away from the heated part of the bucket, and then once it hits your stomach, it'll just eat through the stomach.
Really?
Yeah. It'll just start clawing and eating its way through.
Here's
the
actress that I keep referring to. I don't know her
She's
name.
She's adorable.
Yeah. I just want to point out what Buzz put into the search bar. Teeth. White Lotus. Yeah.
And guess what? This is the only thing that came up.
Amy Lou Wood's teeth are real.
All right. Next up. The naked mole.
That's probably how she talks, right?
The naked mole rat can survive 18 minutes without oxygen. And it feels no pain.
Is that what that thing was in Kim Possible?
Oh, it might have been. The naked mole rat, definitely one of the weirdest species in the rat world. Living like insects with a single breeding queen that remains fertile right up until her death. Naked mole rats can live up to 30 years of age, making them one of the longest living rodents. I don't know.
It was a naked mole rat, Rufus. On Kim Possible.
Doesn't that suck that your dog is probably going to time out at about 13 years, but a freaking rat can live to be 30?
Rats are known for their impressive fecundity.
Spell that, please.
Ability to bear offspring.
Exactly. Okay. Rats begin breeding from about 5 weeks of age and continue on until the age of 2. Females are fertile roughly every 3 weeks. Every 3 weeks.
Then some bitches are just multiplying.
And males can ejaculate multiple times in a row, increasing the likelihood of pregnancy. Females can also become pregnant again within 24 hours of giving birth.
Good Lord.
That sounds terrible.
How long do they gestate?
Don't know.
Okay. That's just not on your list. Like, do they get pregnant, have a baby the next day, and get pregnant again the day after?
I think it's probably like a week, 2 weeks.
Gestation period for rats typically lasts around 21 to 23 days.
Okay, so a month. It's pretty quick.
Hot damn, that's a lot of mouse.
No wonder we can't keep track of them. And we're talking specifically rats.
Brown rats. Well, all rats, but
not mice.
No, not mice. All right. Rats laugh when they're tickled.
And yeah, I heard that reported, and it was very concerning.
It was reported.
Do I want to set a trap for something that laughs when tickled? I'm not sure.
Researchers in 2016 discovered rats could laugh when the rats let out laughs, which are too high-pitched for the rest of us to hear, but they can be recorded with microphones, and then you can augment it and hear the lower pitch of it. The rats were also shown to chase the researchers' hands so that they could be tickled again.
So they like it.
They like to be tickled.
Who's tickling rats?
Imagine the weirdo that found that out.
Like, hey, guys, guess what? Rats laugh when you tickle them.
You're just like.
And they all just look at them like, Bernard, what the fuck?
Somebody had to publish that.
Exactly.
Rats can be trained to do pretty much anything. They can be trained to detect bombs, as in the case of the African giant pouched rat, or play basketball. They've all been trained to do that.
What?
Yep. Little rats you need just to, playing you need a little basketball.
Explain that a little bit. First of all, a basketball is like 100 times the size of a rat.
They made a tiny basketball for the rat. They got a hoop, and they made an entire basketball court for it, and it learned how to take the ball.
You know, there was a reason that Speedy Gonzalez wasn't on the team against the Monstars.
Joanna's laughing at me because there's rat basketball and a schedule for it that you can buy tickets to.
Mm-hmm. It's a spectator sport.
And last but not least, rats are great swimmers. Not only are they great swimmers, but they can hold their breath for 3 minutes.
Wait a minute. You told me a rat could hold his breath for like 30 minutes earlier.
I said that the naked mole rat could survive for 18
minutes. But just a
regular rat hold their breath for 3 minutes.
Okay.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the After Buzz podcast. Hope you liked our talk about rats. Let us know your thoughts by emailing us or calling in the neckline. Don't forget to listen to Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on KLQ, El Paso's Best Rock.